Johnny Valentine.
Oh, thank you. Don't clap for me. Ella's singing right now. This is the Mark Forward Podcast. Welcome. I'm Mark Forward. Ella, you're doing a good job. Today we're talking about Valentine's, the Valentine's Day special. You know what all Valentine's is, so I'm not going to bother doing the wiki. And I'm joined by someone, speaking of love, that only a mother could. And she's a mother that I could love as well. I loved her sexually many times. I blew the black leather jacket. I blew the embroidery right off her black leather jacket. Now all it says is ale. I blew the D right off it. Eric Andrews, how are you?
Oh, hi, I'm good. I like all the insults. You're coming back stronger than ever with these final episodes.
Yes, this is, I don't even know. I think there's 12 left. We're talking about Valentine's. Do you like Valentine's Day? No.
No.
You think it's competitive?
I'm a sucker for love, but Valentine's Day is not the day to be loved.
Valentine's Day is not the day
to love.
Valentine's Day is not the day.
Yeah, way too competitive.
Valentine's Day. Oh, Ella's back. Hey, Ella. Excuse me. I'm trying to record a podcast. Okay. Okay. Thank you. Oh. Sorry about that. Sorry, I was what were we doing? Oh, we were making fun of the way you talk. That's right.
Yeah.
Everybody loves that.
I think it's so competitive.
100% of the shots you don't take.
Wayne Gretzky.
We haven't played that in a while. I thought I'd just get it in there. Welcome, Valentine's Day. You don't like it, I don't like it, no one likes it.
No.
I didn't like it as a kid either. I didn't like, you know how you made a little box? Did you do this? You made a little box,
yep.
And you taped it to your desk.
Oh, yeah.
And then they just made you sit there. You know, everybody got up and gave them out, and you just sat there and prayed that people put them in your box. Now, I don't think that happens anymore today. I guarantee all the kids get a Valentine from every kid.
For sure.
But back then, they were allowed to choose.
Yeah.
And
wasn't it the parents, though?
Well, I think so, but I think the kid would say, I want to give one to Mark, and I want to give one to Susie, and I want to go to Cindy. Okay. And that was it.
Mm.
Some kids had an empty box at the end of the day.
Yeah, and it hurts.
It got... Damn, hurts.
I never had an empty box.
No, God, no. Mine was overflowing. Here's some facts about Valentine's Day.
Okay.
In the 2-week period leading up to Valentine's Day, American sales of gold jewelry lead to 34 million metric tons of waste. The vast majority of roses sold for Valentine's Day in the U.S. are imported from South America, wasting fossil fuels.
These are dark facts.
Valentine's Day traces its roots to an ancient pagan holiday called Lupercalia, in which men stripped naked, grabbed whips, and spanked young women in hopes of increasing their fertility. And here's the thing. Eric's nodding. You think that'll work?
No, pardon? No, I was just... I was preemptively agreeing with you.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
No amount of spanking of young women is going to increase their fertility. And you shouldn't spank young women at all.
No, but I thought that painted a good picture of kind of what Valentine's Day is.
Oh, please explain, because... I'm not touching that with the 10-foot pole.
What? Well, you know, it's about love and sexuality and, you know, the man, he gets naked, and the woman, she gets naked, and then you...
Spank her?
No, not so much
spanker toes.
That part is a little bit loose.
Well, that's the part people are going to think you're talking about when you say, hmm, that sounds like a Valentine's Day. That sounds like Valentine's Day to me.
No, you're both, you're, you know, you're,
you get a little randy.
Yeah.
But the spanking.
You do a little light.
Oh, this is a little light spanking.
Yeah. And then, you know.
Yeah, but there was whips in this.
Some people go crazy.
The Christian martyr St. Valentine was beheaded on February 14th for performing marriages in secret.
Oof. So he was marrying people?
Yeah. In that secret.
Doesn't seem bad enough to get your head taken.
Well. Probably.
This music is making these dark facts seem light.
Research suggests that 75% of suicide attempts are attributable to relationship problems.
Yeah. Yeah, probably. Oh no, it's on repeat now.
No, that's just the end of the song. Oh. Here, should I put it back on? 46% of Americans will exchange Valentine's Day candy. That's a nice fact.
Yeah.
67% of Americans are overweight or obese.
You found a way.
Life always does. Jurassic Park.
Touché.
The first Valentine's Day card was sent by Charles, Duke of Orleans, to his wife while he was imprisoned in the Tower of London. He remained a prisoner of war for the next 24 years. Wonder what it said. God, I'm so bored. Probably, right?
Yeah, yeah.
A recent poll found that 1 in 10 young adults admitted to feeling lonely, insecure, depressed, or unwanted on Valentine's Day. And that's just the ones that admitted it.
Wow.
Which leads us back to fact number 5. What research suggests that 75% of suicide attempts. 40% of people have negative feelings towards Valentine's Day.
Wow.
That's about right.
I thought it was going to be more.
I thought it would be
half.
Higher. Yeah, I would say 70, yeah. 75, 80%, 90%. The famous St. Valentine's Day massacre, in which 7 Chicago gangsters were gunned down on February 14th, 1929, was one of the bloodiest in mob history. 64% of American men do not make Valentine's Day plans in advance.
Yeah.
That's about right.
Yeah.
Candy hearts taste like crap.
Is that your own or was that in there?
That's actually in there. And I agree. If you're really, really in love right now, you're still going to die.
Was that your own or is that in there? I feel like the end of this list is you're just saying things.
Oh, God. Candy hearts do taste like crap. I hate them so much.
Yeah.
I really do. The cinnamon ones? Do you know the cinnamon ones?
The hot cinnamon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really don't enjoy those.
No.
And I'm sure there's people going, come on! Yeah, man!
There are people doing that.
Yeah, because they love them, but they're terrible.
Valentine's Day pretty much ruined a relationship that I had.
What?
Yeah.
What happened?
I told the person I didn't believe in Valentine's Day. And then they got me a gift, and I got them nothing. And they were like, what the hell? So another Valentine's Day came around. I put a lot of effort into the second one. Mm-hmm. Went great. Banners, balloons.
Yeah.
Hearts everywhere.
Yeah.
Card, gift, dinner.
Yeah.
Candlelight.
They gave me nothing?
They gave me nothing. But I went all out, and that was the first time I ever...
Made love.
Made a girl.
Orgasm.
Were.
Cry.
Stuff.
What?
Where the girl, like, secreted.
You made her squirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the first and only time.
Which, you know what they found out? That's just urine.
Holy. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I think that's just new research.
Okay.
So what's the point of that story?
And then the second and the third Valentine's
Day. You were with her for 3 years?
Yeah.
So the first one, you did something, she gave you nothing.
I did nothing.
Oh, you did nothing,
yeah.
And she gave you something.
Yeah.
Okay. Second one, you did something really great, she gave you nothing.
Yeah.
Okay, so the third one.
Third one came around.
Oh, man, everybody did everything great, this one. Everybody did. Squirting all over the place.
I stood firm on my belief on not abiding to Valentine's Day, and I did nothing.
Yeah.
And she did nothing.
Yeah.
And she got super angry about that.
But I don't understand what she's getting angry at.
Because Valentine's Day isn't about the boy.
Oh, so she's sexist.
Yeah.
I find there's probably a lot of women out there. No offense, ladies. Don't get all upset. When it comes to Valentine's Day, yeah, you're a little bit sexist. You want everything done. And you don't do a lot back.
No. I had a show. Valentine's Day is a great day for shows in comedy.
Yeah.
So I had that. And then it was all, what did you do for me? And I go, well, nothing. So then I made a card and didn't work.
You made a card right then?
Right then. That did not help.
That would not help.
No. Nope.
That's just gonna make it worse.
Yeah.
And then you broke up.
Then we broke up.
That day?
No, 2 months later.
So didn't this story start, I broke up on Valentine's Day but one time?
No, it was Valentine's Day ruined my relationship.
Oh, okay, sorry. I thought it was Valentine's Day.
But I make great Valentine's Day cards.
That's great.
I made, get this.
Yeah?
I made one, the Operation Doll. Painted it, drew it. You can open up the flap where his heart is.
Aww.
And a little card comes out that says, be mine.
Aww. What a loser you are.
Oh.
No, that's pretty great.
Yeah, I'll show you a picture someday.
Oh, well, the fact that you took a picture of your own card makes you a bit of a loser now.
Okay.
I don't know why the drums are going off right now. I don't know what's going on with music. That's a great card, but.
Thanks. Called me a loser twice.
Well, it's time for the Valentine's Day quiz.
I'm just a romantic.
I know you are.
Okay.
And you get hurt a lot.
I'd rather get hurt than to never feel at all.
Well, that's why we're going to find out who will be your Valentine.
Okay.
Quizzes on this show never work, but we're going to try one more time. Question one. I think a guy seems cutest when he's armed with a skateboard, a guitar, a sweet smile, or lots of buds.
What are buds?
It's friends.
Oh.
Weed.
A sweet smile.
Aww. Question two. In class, I get in trouble the most for goofing off, doodling, whispering with my BFF, passing notes around class.
Doodling.
Question three. I look for a guy who can always...
Is this a girl quiz?
Can always make me laugh, act really romantic, be there for me, take me to cool parties.
Always make me laugh.
In the cafeteria, I usually sit with the hipsters, my crush, a small group of friends, or the popular crowd.
Small group of friends.
The Gossip Girl character I like most is Blair, Jenny, Vanessa, or Serena.
Oh boy, this is a shot in the wind. Vanessa.
By the way, everyone, I did not miss. It's a shot in the wind. Is that a saying? I know shot in the dark. Oh, this is a shot in the wind. Does that mean it's difficult because it's windy? The CD I'm really digging right now is Keisha's Animal, the New Moon soundtrack, Justin Bieber's My World, or Lady Gaga's Fame Monster?
Lady Gaga's Fame Monster.
My fave TV show right now is The Suite Life on Deck, One Tree Hill, Hannah Montana, The Secret Life of the American Teenager.
The Secret Life of... I've never seen an American Teenager.
That what you going with?
Yeah.
Okay. My fave type of book is mystery, romance, fantasy, or biography.
Biography?
It's such a generic thing. I'd have the most fun playing with Wii, Pictionary, Connect Four, or Twister.
Ooh. Ooh, it's a toss-up between Twister and Pictionary. Pictionary.
When I have a day off from school, I like to ride my bike, write my journal, play video games, or hang at the mall.
Day off school. Probably play video games.
Yeah, right? See who your Valentine's going to be.
Okay.
Well, you're a shy girl.
Well, is there any...
So your Valentine flings will be with a boy next door, a cutie like David Archuleta. He'll make you feel totally comfortable because he'll really listen to you and always say sweet things.
I know this is a girl's quiz, but that is exactly what I would want.
David Archuleta?
Not him, but I mean those qualities in a girl I would like. Like, you know, just someone who she's nice and you take her home to your family and she'll say, "Hey, you look good today." And I'll be like, "Thanks. You know, I sometimes work real hard to look like this." And she doesn't know it, but she gets it.
Well, I wasn't listening to any of that. Oh. Not one word you said right then. So I have no idea. I can't respond. But this is your boyfriend, David Archuleta.
It's not my...
your boyfriend. You're gonna take his penis in your mouth and go squirt, squirt, squirt. Right? King of making things squirt? Didn't you say that's who you are?
No. No.
You're a filthy, filthy pig.
What?
You're a filthy pig.
I don't think so.
Well, there you go. That's David Archuleta. He's your Valentine.
Cool.
That quiz seemed a little dated.
I don't even know who David Archuleta is.
He was on American Idol.
Did he win?
No. We turned to Twitter. Yeah, ladies, that's right. This is the music from Love Actually. It hurts so much at Christmas. And gentlemen, some gentlemen might watch it.
I watch it. I love that movie. And my aunt.
Well, you love.
She was.
You
so
love rude. Love.
I love love.
No, but you love. We all know your hobby from hobbies,
which is romantic comedy.
It is a good movie. I like it too.
I love it. My aunt. She said, "You know this movie?" I was like, "Yeah, this is Love Actually. It's great." And she said, "Oh, what are you gay?"
Shouldn't you have said it's Love Actually? Actually.
Yeah.
And your aunt said, "What are you gay?"
Yeah. And I said, "Is it gay to love a movie?"
Apparently in your aunt's mind. So your aunt is a homophobic?
I don't know. It came
she
out.
She never
that
said
way.
Much while she was joining in with me and your mom. Probably because I was being so manly on top of her. All Haley Andrews. Mm. So what we've done is we went to Twitter.
Okay.
And I asked... Sorry, I related to Pam. Pam, can you find out if people want Eric to say things to their loved ones on Valentine's Day?
Okay, but I don't know their loved ones.
No.
Okay.
So All Haley Andrews asks... Oh, this is not even... He just wants an update on you and Emily. Is everything okay? It's over.
Emily and I are pretty good friends.
Yeah.
We went to Nashville, the city of music.
But as friends.
As friends. And sometimes the greatest relationships just start as friends.
So there you go, everybody. Like a politician. Did everybody's heart break out there? Poor little guy.
That's all right. I'm going to ask her.
To marry you.
No.
Well, what?
No.
Did you just ask her to marry you on the podcast?
No. But I was watching a lot of romantic comedy movies, and I thought about buying a ring. Because, you know, they always say, I bought this ring a week after I met you, and...
You're going to be buying a lot of rings.
That's what I'm worried about. So...
I bought this ring right after I met you. Because I knew. Yeah. Because I've done this every single time I've met a person.
So, I don't know. Yeah. It's good. We're pretty good friends.
There you go. So everybody's hearts are broken out there. At Kira Jansen wants you to say thank you for always being there for me. You're so incredible and I'm so in love with you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Stay. Nope, not to you.
Oh.
Stay with me forever, beer.
So what do I do?
You say what I just said. Thank you for always being there for me.
Okay.
You're so incredible and I'm so in love with you. Stay with me forever, beer.
Okay. So I just say that?
Yeah.
I just say those exact words?
Yes, because then they take that little clip and they play it for their loved one. They don't want to hear me say it.
Do I say it in a way?
You say it however you feel, man. It's Valentine's.
Hey. Thanks for always being there for me. You're wonderful. You're great. You are beer.
Yeah.
I love you.
No, she... No, she said that. You just took their relationship to a whole other level. Now she's going to have sex with beer.
Don't we all, though?
It's weird the way she wrote it, too, though, because it goes, I'm so in love with you. Stay with me forever. Beer. So it's like, it sounds like it's signed.
Signed by beer.
Signed by beer. Sean Quinlan, 75, please have Eric tell my wife, Shelley, that she's the Wayne Gretzky of wives.
Hey, Shelley. It's me, Sean.
No, you don't. Again, you don't play them. It's you still. Please tell my wife, Shelley, that she's the Wayne Gretzky of wives.
Hey, Shelley. It's Eric.
You don't want to have sex with her. Well, maybe you do. I don't know. Maybe we haven't seen her.
So how do I say it?
You just say it nicely.
Okay.
Your husband, Sean...
Okay, okay,
wants you to know.
Hey, Shelley, it's Eric from...
Why did it go up an octave? Before it was, hey, Shelley.
Hi, Shelley.
Okay, go.
Hey, Shelley, it's Eric from the Mark Forward podcast, and Sean wrote in on Twitter on a segment that we do here.
Jesus Christ, just say it.
And he just wants to let you know that you're the Wayne. He just wants me to tell you that you're the Wayne.
Wait, what?
Sean wants me to relay to you that you are.
The what? Wait, what?
Sean just wants me to tell you that you are the Wayne Gretzky of wives.
You miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Wayne Gretzky. Wayne Gretzky. Wayne Gretzky. Wayne Gretzky. Of wives.
Mr. V-Dog, dear Kendra, thanks for putting up with all my crap, including but not limited to listening to this podcast. Whoa, hey, whoa, whoa, whoa. Watch it, whoa, whoa. There you go.
Dear Kendra, I am writing you because I want to thank you for putting up with all my inabilities and...
For the last fucking time, you're not them.
No, I was writing as
you're
me.
You're you.
I was writing as me.
Oh, you were writing as you? Okay.
Wait. No, I wasn't.
No, you weren't.
Oh, dang it. Oh, okay. Hey, it's Simon. No, I'm not Deb.
No.
Right. Hey, it's Mr. V-Dog. No, I'm Eric. And I want to tell you a message. And I want to thank you for putting up with me and all of my doings, Kendra.
Why are you saying you? It's him.
I want to...
You keep playing him.
Hey, Kendra. This is Eric. And I just want to relay a message. And I want to say... thanks for putting up with your old man there who's been spending a lot of time doing a lot of things, not making you feel good, and he listened to our podcast, which is great.
There you go. I don't know why you keep slipping into them.
That just feels natural to me.
At JW Sutz is hoping Mark has a poem or serenade for Dale to mark another Valentine's Day of their carnal love.
You don't have a poem, do you?
No, I don't. I'll just say a few words, though.
God.
Hey, Dale. It's me. I know we're not supposed to talk about our forbidden love. But it's taking over me right now. I can smell your... I can smell your... Your meat-entrenched fingers. Like, I love the way they run through my chest hair. I remember that one Sunday where we broke into the Arby's and we covered the floor in raw meat and just got to know each other's bodies. And your manager came in and you almost lost your job. Eric almost had nowhere to stay, but he doesn't know about all that. Remember that time you came to me and you said, do you want to tape some beer bottles to our hands and just get crazy? I saw my son doing it one afternoon. It seemed really fun. And we did it. I just want to know, even though we can't be together, I'm thinking of you. You still have that painting I painted of you that Sunday?
What painting?
I painted your mother one Sunday. I used oil paints. I painted her on a rocket.
A ship?
Yep. Going up into space. With her black jacket flowing in the wind.
Like as a cape?
Yep. But she was fully naked. Fully naked. And the G-force on her body... was something extraordinary. Happy Valentine's, Dale.
Did you say happy Valentine's? Oh, I get it.
Yeah, I wasn't saying happy Valentine's Day. I'm saying happy Valentine's, Dale.
I wrote a Valentine's Day card for you.
Oh, I'd love to hear it.
You ready?
Yeah, I said I'd love to hear it. What else? Do you want me to introduce it?
No.
Okay.
You're like a karate teacher. That's what it would be on the front.
There would be a karate teacher?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like a dojo.
Yeah.
And then you would open it up.
Yeah.
And it would say, because I'd sidekick for you any day. Wouldn't there be a picture of a kid sidekick?
I hate it. Oh, I hate it so much. I wish you really actually had it. Oh, great. More music underneath what we're talking about. Oh, God. Is this almost over, this Family Metal? Like, it seems like it's been going on forever. I thought it was a good idea. There will never be another episode. We don't have time anyway. There's only 12 episodes left.
Yeah.
I don't even know what's going on. Honestly, if this is the first time you ever turn to the podcast, just turn it off. Just turn it off. You probably already have anyway. If you were listening for the first time, you have no idea why I just spoke that way about Eric's mother. This whole thing would just be confusing. Believe me. Believe me, I've read this whole script, and I'm fucking confused. Family Manimal, it's about a guy named Mark who turns into a panther and has a girlfriend who's a panther, and a regular family is a thing, but his regular wife, Cheryl, has got some real mental problems. Okay. Just send some random friend here, come down the street, yelling in front of Mark's house with Dorothy the Panther in the cage. To the panther, some random friend says,
"Here we are, you're home. Still not willing to change back yet, are you? Well, I have called the news reporters, and they are going to be here any minute, and they will see what happens."
Mark, Dorothy. What? Where am I?
You see this all happening from the window?
Oh, Jesus.
Because we're on your street.
Yeah. Which is what makes this whole thing confusing, because apparently I can see 360 degrees from this window basement that I'm at this guy's house. But anyway, Dorothy, Jeremy, still in Mark's grasp.
"I need a panther for my collection."
"Oh, no, you don't. Not her."
"You and the panther?" This all makes sense now.
No, it doesn't.
"I saw a panther walking towards the zoo yesterday when I picked you up, and all the jokes you were making to yourself in the back of the cab."
Oh, man. They foiled me.
"Of course. You have sex with animals."
No, I am the animal. Mark kicks Jeremy away on the ground. His skin starts to bubble. He's in excruciating pain. He turns into a panther. Jeremy is in shock at what he just witnessed. He crawls back to the couch to grab the rabbit foot under the couch. Jesus. Mark, as a panther, grabs his leg and pulls him back.
You're a man? And an animal?
Mark. I say nothing. Okay. Mark, as the panther, nods. He then takes his paw, brings out his claws, and takes it to Jeremy's face. Just his lips start to bubble, and he's in excruciating pain. Just his lips are human. What? What does that mean?
Like, just your lips.
My lips are now human?
Yeah.
And I'm a panther.
But you're a panther.
Oh, so I can talk, is what you're saying. I'm animal. And you won't be hurting any more animals. Just then, two cop cars and a bunch of news crew come racing up the street and park in Mark's driveway. Cop number one. Again, this script does not tell you who. There's no cutting of scenes. I'm seeing all this through a window. Cop number one.
"We know you're in there, lady. Come out with your hands up and the stolen fanny packs."
Marcus the Panther pulls his paw away, cutting Jeremy's hand off.
"Ah, my hand!"
Mark screams for Cheryl. Mark runs out of Jeremy's house. Cheryl begins to walk out from the backyard.
"Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I totally forgot to pay. I wanted to buy them for the huge street garage sale we are having, and I had to rush back because my husband, he's just dust now, and I'll never see him again."
That makes no sense. Cop number one.
There, ma'am. It's all going to be okay, but you're going to still have to come with me."
Mark comes running out. "Wait.
Mark? You're alive.
Aren't I still a panther?" Cheryl runs over and embraces him. "Oh no, I've changed back."
"And you're naked. Now's not the time for that. Hubba hubba."
She's a simpleton. That's what it is. She has to be. Cop number one.
"Sir, you're gonna have to put some clothes on. Both of you. Hands up."
"I can't put my hands up. There's a numbing agent in them." Oh, God.
"I'll shoot."
Wait. Some random friend.
"Wait. If that's Mark, then this is just a panther. Javier, we better get out of here and bring this panther back before anyone notices."
"Yes, sir, Mr. Friend."
They both run off with the panther back to the zoo. "Mark, just listen to me for a second.
The naked man has something to say."
That's the cop's line. There's a man here next door who's been kidnapping animals and making them into his own little creatures through the power of taxidermy. Jeremy comes out his front door. He's no longer missing his hand. He had taxidermied his hand and sewed it back on. He's not acting the same as before. He's gone a little mad since seeing Mark turn into an animal and losing his hand. Jeremy laughing to himself.
I'm really taxi Jeremy now. Taxidermy, taxidermy on the run. Jeremy's on the run.
Jesus Christ. Oh, Jesus. That's it. We're stopping there. I can't take any more. It's so stupid.
The demand was really high for this script to come out. And it only went through one draft.
So stupid.
The story there is pretty great.
Oh yeah, the story's been great.
Yeah, the execution and the getting everything in line is the hard part.
Yeah, the story. There you go. That's the Valentine's Day special. Thanks a lot for listening. Are you anywhere? No.
I'm in Timmins for a private show.
So there you go. But you might, maybe someone from Timmins wants to hang out.
Hey, if you're in Timmins, I guess we can hang out.
Yeah, there you go. We have, I'm in the Pork Credit Comedy Festival at the end of this month, and then the beginning of March, I'm in the Kitchener Comedy Festival. And we're going to do a podcast from the hotel room, I think, in Kitchener.
Yeah.
So that's something to look forward to.
We're going to leave our door open, see who walks by.
Yeah. Maybe we'll even tell some of you where we are. And if you're in Kitchener, you can come on by. We don't know yet. All right. Thanks for listening. I'm Mark_Forward on Twitter. That's Merrick Mandrews, and we are the Mark Forward Podcast.